We interrupt our regular programming for this late item. Government officials announced just moments ago that they had voted to cooperate with federal officials in complying with the Equalization Alliance to mediate economy. This would require all citizens of this community to receive an identifying mark within 36 hours from 12 midnight tonight. Facilities are being set up at the present time at all local post office branches. You will be given the option of receiving this mark either on the back of your right hand or on your forehead. Let me repeat, you must receive this mark within 36 hours from midnight tonight. Now, with more information, here is our reporter downtown at City Hall.
About a year ago, a man from the Far East stunned the world with his intellectual prowess. First by becoming the world's first chess player to be completely undefeated. In chess games, with chess masters, and even computerized games, he never lost a single match. Later, he offered complex chemical formulas which are currently being used in the cure of cancer. Scientists, after some study of this amazing personality, place the man in a separate biological category. The most recent suggestion that he has made, and the one adopted by our government as well as many other major metropolitan areas of the world, has been termed the Equalization Alliance to Mediate Economy. This is an agreement by all the world leaders to issue identifying marks to all people to be used as a pledge system among individuals and businesses, thereby deleting any and all currency used in transactions. This theoretically would curb the economic upheaval experienced during the past 5 years. The plan seems to be working. And now the fact is that it is working in our country, right now. The government has made it into law, and the people are now conforming to that law. The number has been readily accepted by all the powers of government and is commonly called 666. In order to buy or sell any item, 666 must be displayed by the purchaser. Here at City Hall, officials are excited about the plan. And its success has already been witnessed in many other parts of the world. Maybe there is hope for us yet. This is Stan Jeffries, downtown.
Good evening. In the headlines tonight, international reaction to the marking system continues favorable. In Washington, the vice president has flown to join the president's international summit meeting. Army advisors have sent more men into the state to assist National Guardsmen, many of whom continue to desert. This item just in on the local scene. A fatal shooting in the city today claimed the life of a woman. Here is that report.
I'm at the Public Quick Mart on North Main Street. The shooting took place about 30 minutes ago. I'm talking with the store owner who shot the victim. Sir, could you explain the incident, please?
Well, it's really simple. This woman came in and tried to purchase some food for her baby. When she came to the checkout, she didn't have any mark on her child's hand or her forehead.
Well, did the lady have a mark or a tattoo?
Yeah, well, yeah, she did, but the child didn't. I told her the law required everyone must have a mark. I mean, why should the kid not get, should she get by? Everyone in my family had to have the mark. Why not her? Well, anyway, she got real mad and upset, and she began screaming. She had to have milk for her baby and everything, crying, you know, saying something about not wanting her kid to have, to bear any mark. Well, the law is the law, I told her, so she started hitting me, and then she grabbed the milk and pushed me back against the counter and ran for the door. I reached under the counter for my pistol, and I yelled for her to stop. When she didn't stop, I shot. I'm sorry, but the law is the law.
Okay, sir, thank you. Also with me is the police chief. Chief, what action will your department take in this tragedy?
Well, the man didn't do anything wrong. Actually, I wish more citizens were civic-minded. It sure would make my job a lot easier. The family's a little upset, but they'll get over it.
Thank you, Chief. Now back to News Central.
The recently announced marking system has caused quite a stir in the past 10 days. Never in our history has there been a mandatory classification system requiring what amounts to a tattoo on all citizens. Here to discuss this with us is our city mayor. Mayor Woods, this new ruling came down to us by presidential order without concurrence of the Congress. What does all that signify to you?
Communications between the higher echelons of government and local officials is poor at best these days. More and more, it seems that we at the local level are mere puppets. Regarding this marking business, well, we can only place enough confidence in our president and other federal leaders and hope that they're acting in our best interest. As you know, the president has left for the Mediterranean in a summit meeting with other world leaders. What is being discussed, I just don't know. I should, as mayor of a city this size, but once again, communication is very bad.
In talking to just everyday citizens, the general feeling today is of despair and sadness. Do you feel this, Mr. Mayor?
Most certainly. There are serious problems in every facet of life today. Everyone is distraught and discouraged. How can people look forward with confidence? They certainly can't have much feeling of security for the future. My own outlook is black. And when the leaders give up, what the rest of us, what can the rest of us feel? It seems that the tragedy has struck everyone in one way or another these last few years. My wife and I still grieve the disappearance of my son. When he was in his plane while he was serving as a missionary pilot in Brazil, I just don't know how much more grief any of us can stand. I'm sorry. I know how the citizens feel. I'm sorry.
Which is certainly the most astonishing report this reporter has ever made. I've reported perhaps every known type of news item, but this has completely baffled me. I simply don't know how to accept this news. Perhaps, like most other Americans, I feel somewhat relieved. During the past 6.5 years of turmoil, disruption, and chaos, it's become a way of life, something to live with. Well, this may be a solution. However, it's still the most dramatic move ever made by a public official. Well, we're ready now with that report direct from the International Summit meeting on the coast of the Mediterranean.
The biggest world news ever to be recorded has occurred here today. This is the city where all the leaders of the world gathered to discuss the possible solutions to the chaotic state of the world since the terrible change in conditions some 6 years ago. It was also in this city that the world was stunned by the appearance of what many call the Beast due to his strangely unnatural form. This man displayed an amazing intelligence which commanded the respect of scientists from all over the world. Nearly every nation in the world has already adopted his numeration plan to curb the spiraling world economy, and the plan has worked exceedingly well. Perhaps this is the reason that the world leaders were so eager to receive his advice. You can hear the results in the background. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in history, the President of the United States has agreed to accept any and all advice on any matter from this great man. The same agreement has been accepted by Great Britain, France, Russia, Spain, Germany, Italy, Thailand, Japan, Iceland, South Africa, where the list goes on and includes every nation in the world. Distraught leaders assemble here with their cries of problems, and the solution seems to be one world leader. Many leaders cried at not being able to cope with their own problems. Disgrace reigns on them all now as they were unable to do their jobs. As has been previously reported, many have committed suicide. In the background, you can hear citizens cheering a new leader who will rule, and through the cheering, you can hear the broken cries of broken men who once helped the world, now only holding their heads in their hands. We are waiting now for the new leader to appear and make a statement. But wait. There seems to be some sort of power failure. Yes, most of the street lights within my vision are out, and other...
Excuse this interruption, but we have this late item. We've just received word that much of this city has also experienced a power failure. Fortunately, this station was not affected. It's impossible at this time to reach local power company officials to determine how massive the power outage is and when we might expect to have full power restored. Are we on yet? Ladies and gentlemen, as I speak to you now, this station is operating under reduced power using an auxiliary generator. The entire city, apparently, is blacked out. So we would ask those of you who are listening on transistor radios to share any late news developments with your neighbors. I believe one of our mobile units has reached a power company supervisor at one of the city's electric substations. Charles Brooks is on the scene. Charles, come in.
Thanks, Dave. We are here at the 3rd Street substation where emergency crews are trying to determine the cause of the problem and to fix it. Power company officials say they are having a hard time isolating the source of the outage. The call seems to be affecting the entire city and may cover a much larger area.
Thank you, Charles. We've just received a report from the city's largest hospital that they are experiencing tremendous problems down there. I have the head nurse on the phone. Ma'am, could you please describe the situation for us?
Attention, please. Doctors are needed in operating rooms 2 and 6. All available doctors that are not reporting to the emergency room, please report to operating rooms 2 and 6. Other doctors, please report to the third floor nurses station. Attention, please. This is an emergency. All available doctors, please report to the emergency room. Others to the operating rooms 2 and 6 and to the third floor nurses station. Attention, please. Attention, please. Doctors are needed in patient receiving. In patient receiving. Doctors are needed in patient receiving. Immediately, please. Attention, please. Attention, please. More doctors are needed in emergency. More doctors are needed in emergency. All available doctors are requested to report immediately to the emergency room. This is an emergency. Attention, please. Attention, please. All available doctors, please report to the nurses' station in the main entrance. In the main entrance, the nurses' station. All doctors, please. Attention. All available nurses, please report to your nurses' station. Please report to your nurses' station. You are needed at once.
We are unable to get our generators going here. Our auxiliary power units are just not working. The staff is using candles and flashlights to care for the patients. In addition, 2 premature babies were lost when the oxygen pumps failed. Until power is restored, we're canceling all operations. We're just too busy trying to care for the patients we have. All off-duty nurses and aides are asked to report to the hospital as soon as possible.
Meanwhile, we've learned that civil defense officials have called all available men out to help transport people.